Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Do you know what assurance means? I mean, we've been singing it in the song Blessed Assurance. Well, assurance means to give confidence or a promise. Have you had somebody assure you of something? Maybe your mom and dad have assured you that they will help you do something that's hard, like your homework. Maybe a grandpa or a grandma have assured you or promised you that they would come back for another visit. Well, Jesus gives us confidence or a promise that we are His and He is ours. That's the best promise of all. Hey, boys and girls, welcome back. We had an exciting story last time when 40 men decided that they were going to fast from food and water. That means they weren't going to eat any food or water until they had killed Paul. Do you think they'll succeed? We'll find out today. But first, let's pray. Lord, we need your spirit and you've promised to give it when we ask. We're asking, Lord, for you to pour out your spirit upon us. That you will help us to learn today. Amen. More than 40 men were planning to kill Paul, but someone found out about their plan. Who was he and what did he do? We're going to look at Acts chapter 23. We are getting right into the Bible this morning, aren't we? Acts chapter 23, and then we're going to read verse 16. Acts is in the New Testament. It's right after John. It's the fifth book, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts chapter 23, verse 16. So 23, we're getting towards the back of the book of Acts because we are wrapping up this book, aren't we? We're going to finish it up. Acts chapter 23, and then we're going to look at verse 16. Those are the little numbers after 23. Acts chapter 23, verse 16. Let's see what that says.
So when Paul's sister's son heard of their ambush, he went and entered the barracks and told Paul.
So who was it? It was Paul's sister's son. So in other words, it was Paul's nephew. Paul had a sister and she had a son and he had heard about this plan. So what did he do? Did he just say, oh no, Paul's going to be killed or they're going to try to kill him? No, he didn't do that. He went and he told Paul. He went to the barracks and he got in and he was able to tell him. And so then what did Paul tell him to do? He pointed him in the right direction so that he could tell the right authorities. Let's look at verse 17 through 21. Acts chapter 23, and now we're going to read verse 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. Those are five verses.
Then Paul called one of the centurions to him and said, "Take this young man to the commander, for he has something to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the commander and said, "Paul, the prisoner called me to him and asked me to bring this young man to you. He has something to say to you." The commander took him by the hand, went aside, and asked privately, "What is it that you have to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to ask that you bring Paul down to the council tomorrow," as though they were going to inquire more fully about him. "But do not yield to him, for more than 40 of them lie in the wait for him, men who have bound themselves by an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now they are ready, waiting for the promise from you."
So Paul's nephew is talking to the commander of the Roman soldiers. No one else heard as he told him about the plan to kill Paul. Do you think that the commander is a little worried, or do you think he's just like, we're strong, we'll take care of it? He was a little worried. So what did he say in verse 22? Verse 22.
So the commander let the young man depart, commanded him, "Tell no one that you have revealed these things to me."
He didn't want anyone to know that he had been told. Paul was a Roman citizen, and the commander knew that he must be sure that nothing bad happens to Paul. Now, he knew that it wasn't safe to keep Paul in Jerusalem. Do you know why? Because Jerusalem was like a hotbed. It was like a hornet's nest. It was where all of the Jews were upset with the Romans. They believed that that was their city and the Romans should have no control over them in their city. But the Romans did. So they were upset, and there was often a lot of tumult, a lot of mobs or crowds or angry people that would kind of rise up against the Romans, and then they'd have to squelch that and be like, "Nope, you can't do that." So he knew that by keeping Paul there in Jerusalem, it was just like stirring up a hornet's nest. My boys and I, we were learning about wasps, and we watched a video about a man having to remove these wasp nests from houses, because it's fine if wasps make nests out in the wilderness or in the trees or in the forest or wherever, but when wasps make their nest in our houses, it can be very dangerous because then we get stung. And so this man was removing the wasp nest. Now, when he did that, do you think the wasps were just like, "Oh, you're taking over my house and you're destroying it"? No, they were mad and they were swarming, and you could just see them swarming and trying to sting him and to get him away, to chase him away. Well, that's kind of what the Jews were going through, is that they didn't like it that the Romans were there in their turf on their hometown. And so it was like a hornet's nest where the commander knew he needed to get Paul out of there so that things could settle down and die back down. So he decided to send him to Felix, who was the Roman governor. But Felix was in Caesarea, and that was about 60 miles away from Jerusalem. So, what did the commander do? What orders did he give? Look at verse 23 and 24.
"And he called for two centurions, saying, 'Prepare 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at the third hour of the night, and provide mounts to set Paul on and bring him safely to Felix, the governor.'"
Wow, he had a whole group of people. How many centurions did he call? What does the Bible say? 2, you're right. And then how many soldiers were to go? 200. So basically a centurion is over 100 soldiers. So they were to take their 2 groups of 100 soldiers. They were also to take how many horsemen? 70. How many spearmen? 200. And when were they to go? At night, under the cover of darkness. Whoa. That commander also wrote a letter about Paul and gave the letter to the officer in charge and told him to give it to Felix. We can read what that letter says in verse 25 through 30. The Bible tells us what he said in that letter. So Acts chapter 23, and then we're going to read 25 through 30. Let's see what that says.
He wrote a letter in the following manner, Claudius Lysias, to the most excellent governor Felix. Greetings. This man was seized by the Jews and he about to be killed by them. Coming with the troops, I rescued him, having learned that he was a Roman, and when I want to know the reason they accused him, I brought him before the council. I found out that he was accused concerning question of the law, but he had nothing charged against him deserving of death or chains. And when it was told me that the Jews lay in wait for the man, I sent him immediately to you and also commanded his accusers to state before you the charges against him. Farewell.
So he basically tells Felix, this guy has done nothing deserving of death, but the council members, they're not happy. They've accused him. So I'm just letting you know, this is what's happening here. Well, at 9 o'clock that night, 400 soldiers, 70 men on horses marched out of Jerusalem. Can you imagine that clip, clop, and the march of their feet on the stone pavement? Yeah, it must have been pretty noisy. Now, I don't know if the enemies knew that this was happening, and maybe they were lying in wait, but there were so many that they didn't dare do anything, or what. But basically, Paul made it out of Jerusalem. He was protected by all those soldiers, the spears, the horses all around, and he was off to Caesarea. He was going to go to Felix to stand before him, and he would get another opportunity to share Jesus with a high Roman official. Does it make you wonder what happened to the men who vowed not to eat or drink? I've always wondered that. What happened to them? Did they end up just saying, oh, well, I guess he got away. We can't do anything. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. But I do know that God protected Paul. Did you know that God is there for you, boys and girls? When you are in a bad situation, when you are scared, he is there for you and he wants you to call upon him. He says, call upon me, I will answer you and show you great and marvelous things which you have not seen. God can do amazingly, abundantly more than what we could ever ask or think. And he wants to do it for you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for how much you care for us, that you are willing to do for us more than what we could ask for or think. Help us to turn to you. Help us to follow you and trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Second Corinthians 6:2.
Behold, now is the time. Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.